Last year, more than a dozen nurses' strikes erupted across the country. Their number one demand? Better nurse-to-patient ratios. For years, nurses have argued that they are assigned too many patients and that it's leading to inferior, even dangerous care. That's resulted in a national push for safe staffing legislation that would limit how many patients a nurse can be responsible for. But hospitals have struck back, saying mandated ratios would hamstring facilities that already struggle with limited resources and reduced available care. Liz Tung of WHYY's The Pulse reports.
It was a busy night at the ER, and Melissa Bertoletti was struggling to keep up. As usual, she was the only triage nurse on duty. It was her job to single-handedly keep admissions flowing by assessing and prioritizing each and every patient who came through the door. The ER was already crowded when a woman in her 40s, along with her husband, came in.
The woman was having back pain, kind of side pain. We call it flank.
Bertoletti checked her vitals and had her sit down. Then she turned back to the chaos of assessing patients. But after a while,
the lady came up to the desk with the husband again, and she said, I can't take the pain anymore. The pain is excruciating. So I called in the back to try to get her a room right away because they had already been waiting, you know, 1 or 2 hours.
But as Bertoletti was making the call, a new patient came in, and he did not look good.
He came in clutching his chest. He was gray. He had beads of sweat on his nose. I knew he was in trouble.
As in, she knew he was having a heart attack. So Bertoletti rushed to try and get him a bed. But when she got back, she found the woman who'd been complaining about side pain lying on the floor.
You know, that woman died. She died. She died waiting in the emergency room.
Bertoletti later found out the woman had an aortic dissection, meaning her heart basically exploded.
I felt defeated because I went to nursing school to help people and to save lives. And I feel like I failed that woman. If there was another nurse up front with me, we could have reassessed her. But there was no other nurse to help me.
What Bertoletti went through is something thousands of nurses across the country deal with on a daily basis: short staffing. A survey conducted in 2018 found that only 20% of nurses in the U.S. feel like their staffing levels are safe. And this issue has nurses taking to the streets.
We are in a moment of crisis.
Early last year, more than 10,000 nurses in New York threatened to strike over staffing issues.
We need a contract with safe staffing ratios. Thank you.
A few months later, thousands more in 4 other states launched their own strikes, all of them related to safe staffing. And near the end of the year, nurses in Massachusetts held a candlelight vigil to protest proposed cuts to nurse staffing.
Ratios do indeed improve patient outcomes, save money, save lives.
Doris Carroll is one of the co-founders of the group Nurses Take DC. It's a grassroots group that advocates for mandated nurse-to-patient ratios. It's an idea that nurses' unions have spent years fighting for, mostly without success. The one exception being California. The state passed a ratios law in 1999 that limited each nurse to no more than 4 patients at once, though the exact number can fluctuate based on the unit. But in other states, there is no safety cap, and some nurses complain that they're handling as many as 8 or 10 or even more patients at once, which Carroll says is a huge safety issue.
Nurses' number one duty to a patient is to be the patient advocate. And when we say it's unsafe at the bedside, it's unsafe. We're not making this up, and we have research to back us up.
But across the country, nurse-to-patient ratios have faced a lot of resistance. Danny Chun is a spokesman for the Illinois Health and Hospital Association, which is Illinois' leading hospital lobby group. Here's what he had to say about ratios.
It's a deeply flawed, inflexible, rigid approach to setting staffing levels that does not improve quality, safety, or outcomes, but in fact would adversely affect patients.
The group Chun works for has been speaking out against a proposed law in Illinois that would set limits on how many patients a nurse gets assigned. And Chun says the law could have some serious unintended consequences, including less healthcare to go around. Basically, the crux of his argument is we already don't have enough nurses. If we start limiting how many patients nurses can care for, we're going to have to ration care, turn people away. Or, worst case scenario,
hospitals close, including small hospitals in rural areas of the state and safety net hospitals in urban areas.
But one of the biggest arguments that the hospital industry makes against mandated ratios is there's simply no proof that they work.
The evidence is not conclusive that ratios improved quality, safety, or outcomes.
The hospital industry has spent millions of dollars on ads that push these arguments. And it has an unlikely ally, the American Nurses Association.
So, you know, I don't want to say we oppose ratios. I want to say our approach is different.
That's Janet Habler. She's a policy director at the American Nurses Association. And she says they're not against ratios per se. What they do oppose is passing laws about ratios.
We're opposed to legislated ratios. It would require going back to the legislature to change the numbers when an adjustment is needed. We support flexibility and the individual units within a facility, no less each unit, staffing to what works for them.
Mandated ratios, she says, lack flexibility and don't take into account a whole host of important factors, like how experienced a nurse is or the needs of specific patients. Instead, the American Nurses Association supports having committees of nurses decide for themselves what staffing should be. Ideally, Habler says those decisions should take into account a variety of factors, including what's called patient acuity. That's where, instead of a fixed number of patients, nurses' assignments change based on their patients' needs.
In other words, kind of anticipating or forecasting what a patient's care level or degree of care might be on a given shift, which, again, can shift and adjust.
Linda Aiken directs the Center for Health Outcomes and Policy Research at the University of Pennsylvania. And she disagrees with the argument that there isn't evidence that staffing ratios improve patient outcomes.
We have very good evidence that not only in the U.S. but in other countries that have adopted nurse-to-patient ratios, that staffing has improved and patient outcomes have improved as a result.
Specifically, they've been seeing fewer complications, fewer infections, fewer injuries. In fact, Aiken says nurse staffing is the single most important factor that we can control when it comes to patient mortality. She's looked at the evidence in California, which has had a ratio law since the 90s, and more recently, Queensland, Australia. They've had a law since 2015.
No hospitals closed because they couldn't get nurses, and no other part of the healthcare system was impacted either, like nursing homes. No access to care problems, no emergency rooms closing, no consumer paid any more money as a result of this legislation that required hospitals to staff in an evidence-based way.
A lot of those worries come from the idea that there's a nursing shortage in the U.S. But Aiken says, at least on a national level, that's actually not true.
There isn't enough nursing care in a lot of hospitals, but that's not because there's a nursing shortage. It's because the hospitals are not employing enough nurses.
At the bottom of all of this, of course, is money. The hospital industry says employing the extra nurses needed to meet ratios would be impossibly expensive. But Aiken and other researchers have found that ratios could actually help hospitals save money because nurses prevent expensive things like patient infections and injuries.
Money is saved because if people don't come back to the hospital, you can literally save millions of dollars.
Aiken says that ratios aren't a silver bullet. She says acuity, where staffing changes according to patients' needs, is also very important. Both National Nurses United and Nurses Take DC support legislation that incorporates both. They say acuity offers nuance, while ratios provide a clear safety minimum. Doris Carroll of Nurses Take DC says that so far they haven't seen much success in their fight, but they're still pushing to get their message out there, waiting to be heard.
You know, nurses are the most trusted profession. When will they learn to trust our instincts, our research? That's what I want to know.
For Here and Now, I'm Liz Tung.